When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Week 6 coming up here tomorrow. It is Saturday, October 12th. Season's going by. I'm joined once again by Aiden Dennis as my co-host.
Hey, guys. Glad to be back. I hope you guys have been
winning.
A good season.
We are going to be going through every single matchup once again, as always, except for last week when we didn't. So let's just, before we start, I want to get into a quick question I was asked on the page. When is it appropriate to start listening to Christmas music?
Christmas time.
Okay.
Go with, there's a very general answer.
Okay, just generally.
You should do it after Thanksgiving.
After Thanksgiving. You're okay. Okay, that I agree with that. So not before Thanksgiving.
No.
So like after the week 12 buys, that's when you start listening to Christmas music.
Yes.
All right. Glad we got that out of the way. Now we're going to get into the matchups because this is a fantasy football show. But so we're going to start off by going over the Thursday night game, kind of getting into that, our reactions. Why don't we start with that one, Aiden?
I honestly watched the game, and it was one of the most boring games I've ever watched, solely because all of the action happened in, like, 5-minute spurts, and, like, it was just, like, the defense scoring. It was literally just Daniel Jones and Tom Brady making mistakes.
Yeah, it was a bad game. Brady, he saved his fantasy day with the 2 rushing touchdowns, which is what we drafted Brady to be, the, you know, rushing touchdown machine.
Exactly.
I loved how he wouldn't go backwards to take a knee because he wanted to keep his 1,000 yards rushing.
Exactly.
James White, decent game in PPR, yeah. 13 points. Sony Michel could have had a great game if he had, you know, but Tom Brady vultured the touchdowns.
Yeah.
And then Brandon Bolden got in on the action.
Yeah, the Patriots' backfield is looking slowly more and more terrible.
Yeah, for
fantasy. To own stock in.
Yeah, it's a 3-man committee now with Tom Brady running. So
and Burkhead is actually injured right now.
Yeah, so,
so
it's gonna be four man. I'm staying
and
away.
Tom Brady.
I've never been too high on Patriots backfields. It's been this, you know, my whole life.
Yeah.
But if you do have Sony Michel, I don't think you can really sell him. You can't drop him, obviously.
No.
So I think you just gotta
wait for a big game,
maybe try to sell him high, but you know, you drafted him knowing this and you just along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, this as a 6th or 7th round pick, excuse me, it's productive. 13 points a game, about not good, not a great real life running back because his yards per carry is so low, but he gets so much volume.
Well, one good thing about him is we're gonna be getting a Patriots schedule. It's been easy.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah.
They haven't had to rely on the run game. They haven't, you know, had to, you know, ground and pound on the goal line. They've been scoring so easily. So hopefully as they get some tougher matchups, Kansas City, there aren't many tough matchups, but they got Houston.
Sony Michel has a great, like, late stretch.
Mm-hmm.
week 14 plays Kansas City, 15 the Bengals, 16 Buffalo. Like, in 17, if you keep playing on week 17, plays Miami.
Mm-hmm. Now, Buffalo, I like that matchup for them because Buffalo's a good team that will be able to compete with the Patriots,
right,
as we saw. So they'll have to rely on him. So he's not just going to, you know, get tossed to the side as Brady, he rushes for 2 touchdowns.
And I honestly wonder about the Patriots. I mean, they're 6-0. I think that they're going for an undefeated season again.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be pushing all season.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to take those last 2 or 3 weeks off like they could have in the past.
Yeah.
I think that being undefeated is such an accolade that you just want to
it's
keep
rare.
That. Yeah.
Especially they have to play so few great teams
exactly.
to make it. I think they go undefeated to go to the Super Bowl.
They play Baltimore week 9, which will be tough. Then they play Philadelphia week 11. And then if you consider the Cowboys and the Texans a difficult matchup, I mean, those are games, mm-hmm. but they're not like, they're not super difficult.
Most of the games, looking at it, they should win.
Exactly.
So I think they go undefeated. I really do. Their defense has been extraordinary. Brady, except for last night, he's looking better than ever.
Yeah.
So on the Giants' side of the ball,
They struggle with injury. You can't really blame Daniel Jones.
No.
He had a couple of, three picks.
He was playing without Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, or Saquon Barkley.
Or Wayne Gallman, even. They had no one to throw to, and the Patriots' defense has been, like, the number one defense in the league.
Yeah.
Like, they're holding them to, like, what, like their points per game is, like, 8 or something. It's something
they've
insane.
They've been insane, so I'm not, you know, this is kind of what I expected from the Giants. Wide receivers on the Patriots, that was a little, Josh Gordon went out early with the injury.
Right.
I started him in one league. I thought he could, you know, early on have a touchdown. He looked like a decent start, and then he goes out with the injury after just one catch for 7 yards. So that was, hopefully it's nothing too serious, and hopefully he
right.
makes
it was
it
looking
back.
Like it wasn't that bad, because mm-hmm. he was walking off.
He walked off. They said he escaped something very serious.
Right.
So hopefully he's back in a couple of weeks. But
Tate looked good on the Giants side of the mm-hmm. ball. He'll get involved in this offense. He could actually be somewhat of a, you know, a starter, like wide receiver two
yeah.
material.
Darius Slayton, are you buying?
I don't know.
I'm
not yet.
It was confusing. Every time I looked at the box scores and stuff, I thought there were interceptions to Darius Slay on the Lions, because I would see D Slay.
Right.
What's going on? But so that's our take on that. It was pretty much what I expected, except for a little bit uglier.
Yeah. I mean, if you own the Patriots defense, you're well off in your league. They scored, like, what, 28 points or something?
They are. It's, oh, I'm so mad I don't own them anywhere.
Yeah. I own them in my undefeated league, actually.
Well,
and
of course.
That's why I'm undefeated.
So let's go on right on. First game of the week, Carolina versus Tampa Bay, the 3-2 Panthers versus the 2-3 Buccaneers. This one, make sure you set your alarm early if you got any players, because this is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
They're playing
time.
In London, right?
London, yeah. Stupid time zones.
Jameis Winston, Kyle Allen. I wouldn't start Kyle Allen. I'd start Jameis Winston.
Yeah, I would start Winston at this point. Ronald Jones, Peyton Barber. Yeah.
Jones has been looking more like the workhorse back, but
he has.
You can't really trust them. I wouldn't start either of them this week.
Yeah, especially the Panthers, their rush defense, or their line. Their D-line.
Their D-line and their linebackers are pretty good. Now, passing against them is pretty easy. I mean, James Bradbury just blew every coverage he had against DJ Chark.
Yeah, so I'd be fine starting Ronald Jones. Like, I mean, it's not your worst option if you got some buys.
As a flex, he'd be all right.
With so many buys and injuries already, you can start him. Not too excited. Jameis Winston, we said we were good with. Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, they could have a huge...
Yeah, they could blow up. I would obviously start Godwin above Evans. But
I think if you have either, you have to start them.
Right.
Godwin's a must-start. Evans, he has the potential to any week just explode.
Get 40-something points.
Yeah.
On the other side of the ball, DJ Moore, I'd start. Curtis Samuel, I'd bench. Samuel, I don't know. I just don't trust him.
Yeah, it's with Kyle Allen there. He's been winning, but the offense, it's going through Christian McCaffrey in the pass game and the run game. I'm not too excited about really any of the wide receivers. Now, Christian McCaffrey, you have to start
him.
He is.
Keep an eye on that back injury. It looks like he's all right. He's obviously going to play this game, but He can't be hurtling if he's going to play 100% of the snaps.
Yeah, he was not on the final injury report. A lot of people said, the coach came out and said, this is just the new normal. They're giving him a day off, basically, because he's carrying the team on his back.
Yeah, he's literally playing, like, almost 100% of the snaps. That's, like, almost unheard of.
Yeah, I think he's at 95% snap totals, and the next closest is 69. So he is on the field so much. If you drafted him, that is, you're so lucky that you got him. It just
tight ends in this game. You have Greg Olsen, OJ Howard. OJ Howard been one of the biggest disappointments this season. I wouldn't start him. Greg Olsen, expect a little bit of a bounce back week.
A little bit.
Buccaneers aren't the greatest defense team. 0 points against Jacksonville, but what we're expecting.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not too excited about either tight end, but you know, in the tight end position, you play what you have to. That's
exactly
just how it goes. So Cincinnati, Baltimore.
Oh,
that's
wait,
next.
Who do you have for that
who
game?
Who do I have? Ooh.
I'm rolling Panthers. I think CMC is going
to
run.
I think Panthers. Yeah, they aren't going to be able to stop him at all. So let's go on to the next one. Cincinnati versus Baltimore.
Oh my goodness.
Cincinnati looking to go 0-6. Who would have thought? that they should have kept Marvin Lewis.
Goodness. I think that it's just a mix of a lot of different things. Not having AJ Green, losing John Ross.
Losing your offensive lineman, rookie star to an ACL.
Yeah, they have no offensive lineman. They've already had, what, two or three injuries on their O-line. They're just not getting better. At this point, I think that they're probably going to trade Green, honestly.
Yeah.
So look for him on a different team.
I can see him going to Patriots.
Maybe. They're going to try and get an offensive lineman or a pick for him. Yeah. They were even saying that they're going to go for more of a player trade, like player for player trade instead of a player for pick trade, which I think is actually going to benefit the Bengals better.
Bengals, they need a lot of work.
They, yeah.
But on Baltimore side, this I think is going to be a pretty easy win for them. Lamar Jackson, bounce back week, I'm expecting.
Exactly.
He's going to rush and throw all over them. Mark Ingram should have a good week.
Yeah, Ingram's must start.
Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown. Now, Hollywood Brown, he is sick. Do you think that's going to really matter?
He's looking shaky.
I'm not too confident.
He had an ankle injury.
Interestingly enough, I saw someone who owned him in fantasy. He put on his story a picture of a get well card, and someone replied and said, quote, "You sick, bruh? Let me know. I want to throw you in my flex this week, but if you're not feeling it, then I don't want to." And he responded, "Don't do it."
Yeah. Well, that's
so I mean, that doesn't give you a lot of confidence in your flex play. I think you can if he plays, just because the
Bengals.
It's the Bengals, but I'm not too excited. Not really excited about a lot of Baltimore's receivers. It's kind of
other
a crapshoot.
Mark Andrews.
Yeah, Mark Andrews must start. Now on the other side, Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon, if you need to start him, start him. He's not going to have a great week. I would expect 10 or so points.
10 or so.
Maybe closer to like 8 or 9. Probably not a touchdown.
Probably got 8 or 9, and you have to just cross your fingers for a touchdown.
Exactly.
And just
Tyler Boyd, I think, is actually going to explode.
Well,
Dalton's been throwing so much.
They've already been throwing so much, and they're going to be after throwing so much against Baltimore, because Baltimore's going to get up, and Baltimore, this defense isn't as good as we've seen in the past.
No.
They can give up yards. They can give up points. So I think Boyd has a good game. Now, Dalton, I'm not...
Not starting. Auden Tate, you can maybe flex if you want.
Auden Tate, I talked about him in the 5-player podcast. I'm pretty excited about him. He's huge, and he played on 100% of the snaps last week. I think he could have a pretty good stretch of this season. You know, you're not super excited about him, but with injuries and buys, I think you can plug and play him in if you need to.
So you have Baltimore this game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore.
I'm just kind of disappointed that where we live, that's going to be the game that's
exactly
broadcasted. We're getting another Bengals game.
All right, Seahawks and the Browns. That could be a good game, but probably not because Baker Mayfield is poopy.
Well, they are the Browns.
Exactly.
Sorry. No, Cleveland, they are...
They have
Cleveland
been playing,
is a mess.
Yeah.
Maybe they shouldn't have hired a...
Hugh Jackson was the answer.
Hugh Jackson was... No, maybe they should have actually done a actual search instead of just choosing their running back coach.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've had good running backs in the past. Trent Richardson, Isaiah Crowell. So, obviously... I think this was a higher mistake. It's too early to tell. Maybe he turns around, but I'm not confident in the Browns rest of the season at all.
I wouldn't start Baker Mayfield. I'd start Wilson with confidence. I'm expecting
Russell
Wilson's
game. So good.
I'm expecting at least 25 points.
At least he's. I think I was talking to my brother the other day. I think Wilson is the most underrated quarterback.
Probably.
Whenever we talk about who are the greats right now, it's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson, Drew Brees. No one ever brings in Russell Wilson, but he has consistently for 7 years been just outstanding.
Dominant.
He's been great. So I think
he's number one QB.
But no one thinks of him as that. It's crazy. So I think he has a huge game once again.
41 against the Saints defense. And but he's inconsistent too. 12 points against the Cardinals.
Well, it's hard to the Cardinals are so
bad.
But then 29
against the Rams.
I mean, if you have him, you're starting him. He is great.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best in the league right now.
For sure.
On the running backs, Carson, you got to start.
Got to start him. Looking probable. He was questionable earlier this week, but he's probably good to go. Penny is going to take some of the carries.
Mm-hmm.
We know that, though. Carson should, I think he's going to get a touchdown
have a pretty good
in
game.
Like 130,
Nick Chubb,
yards.
If you have, you start him.
Yeah.
He has the ability to explode, as we saw a couple weeks ago in Baltimore. Tyler Lockett, Yeah, I start him.
I'd start him.
Russell Wilson, I just said he's one of the best, and that's his number one receiver.
On DK.
Can you hold back on DK?
I think that they're gonna run the ball. I think that they're gonna get up early and run the ball a ton.
Yeah, that's DK Metcalf. I'm still owning because I think he's looking good.
Yeah,
he hasn't had a huge game yet, but he's apart from 1 or 2 weeks, he's been very involved in the offense. You know, his snap percentage not as high as you would love to see, but as a rookie coming in and putting up pretty good numbers, I'm excited about him in the future. Now on the other side, Odell Beckham. What do you make of that?
I don't know. Like, you can't bench him. Yeah. You drafted him with, like, maybe your first round pick, but
at least your second.
Yeah. And he's just been terrible.
Apart from one broken play against the Jets,
yeah,
Odell Beckham has been a fantasy football nightmare. 4 points last week, or, yeah, four back points to back, back to back. But there's always a chance that he, explodes because.
Yeah.
When he has those 80-yard touchdowns, it's not luck. It's because he's an extremely talented player. So I'm not expecting a lot. I hope you don't have to bank on him. But if you have him, you got to start him.
Right.
Now, Jarvis Landry, he's been better.
I think that he's going to outscore Odell by a lot.
Really?
I would say he outscores Odell by 10 points.
Really?
I think that they're going to have to get it. Baker has to get the ball to someone.
Yeah.
And Chubb can't carry this offense.
Yeah.
And Odell is getting double covered.
A lot more he's not of a getting deep open. Threat.
And, yeah.
Well, this is the problem with the Browns. The offensive line is terrible. There isn't enough time for these long plays to develop with Odell going deep down the field. So he's just kind of having to dump it off to Jarvis. So in PPR formats, Jarvis is a good play this week.
Yeah.
Now, Ricky Seals-Jones, Will Disley. Not excited about Ricky Seals-Jones, but Will Disley.
Could have a good game.
He could have. Well, he's been very good past several weeks. He he's currently the number one standard tight end and the number five tight end in PPR. So he's put up, except for week one, he's put up double-digit fantasy performances every week. I'm starting him if I have him. He's been great.
Who do you have this game?
I've got Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going with Seattle.
All right. So next game, we've got New Orleans Saints versus Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, the big piece of news for this game is that Alvin Kamara, he is not looking, it's not looking like Alvin Kamara is going to play right now. So if you have Latavius Murray, you should start him now. And if you don't have Latavius Murray, you should pick him up as soon as possible, because Kamara being out, that's going to open up a huge opportunity for Latavius Murray. Now on the other side of the ball, running backs, we've got Leonard Fournette. He's been doing pretty well lately, right?
Yeah, he's actually bounced back with Gardner Minshew is the quarterback. He spaced out the ball a little bit more, so it gives Fournette more running room.
So if you have Fournette, starting him. If you have Latavius Murray, start him if Alvin Kamara's out.
Yeah, start Kamara. Nope. Regardless, if he plays, start him.
Mm-hmm. Now, Teddy Bridgewater, the quarterback for the Saints with Drew Brees out, he's coming off a pretty good game, actually. Yeah. He torched the defense last week. So are you interested in starting him this week against Jacksonville?
No, but if you like, if you're like a 2QB league, or you need like a filler quarterback if your main is on bye,
mm-hmm.
you can start him. I would honestly start Minshew over Bridgewater.
You start Minshew over,
yeah,
Minshew. He's looked pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Now, other side, wide receivers, Michael Thomas. You got to start him every week. DJ Chark, is he a must start now?
I think, but here's the problem. Going into Marshawn Lattimore, who has shut down every good one, held Evans to 0 points last week.
I think you gotta.
I think DJ Chark is actually gonna win this matchup if he is guarded by Lattimore. I would say he gets at least a touchdown and about 80 to 100 yards.
You're still expecting a big game from Chark,
yeah.
Even with the matchup. Yeah, he has been explosive. I think 5 games, 5 touchdowns. You. Obviously, you're expecting that streak to continue.
Yep.
I would temper my expectations a little bit with the matchup, but he's Minshew's go-to guy, and I think he has a pretty good game. Now, the tight ends, Jared Cook, interested?
Not really.
Me neither.
Who do you have in this game?
Who do I have? This is the first one I actually have to think about.
I'm still going with Saints.
I'm taking Jacksonville.
Well, hold on. I think the Saints will win if Kamara plays. I think that if Kamara doesn't play, Jags win.
That's where I'm coming from. I don't think Kamara's going to play, so I think Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. But if he does, I would go with Saints. Now, the next game, Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs. Should be a good game.
Yeah. Watson looking to kind of
Deshaun Watson had that huge game last week.
Yeah, continue his dominance.
Will Fuller, do you think he repeats the hat trick in 217 yards? No.
I think this is going to be Hopkins' breakout game.
I think this is, I talked about on Tuesday or Wednesday, this is the last time to buy low on Hopkins.
Yeah.
And because everyone said that last week, and he didn't do much. So I think this week is the week. Kansas City, it's a great matchup. They have a bad defense, so I think Hopkins explodes. On the other side, Tyreek Hill. It's looking like he might play.
Yeah. I'd start him if he played.
Yeah, he is. And if he plays, Marcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, Samuel Atkins, I don't have much interest in either of any of those if Hill plays.
It looks like Hill's going to be a game-time call, which isn't preferable. So I wouldn't put him in your starting lineups yet, but maybe.
Thankfully, this is a 1 o'clock game, not a Monday night, so we'll know early on. Now, Travis Kelce must start.
Yep.
Now, what do you make of the running back room in Kansas City? It's a little bit messy. I think Damien Williams, if I were a Damien Williams owner, I would be extremely happy right now. And if I didn't own him, I'd be trying to buy him. Because the worry coming in is that, if Damien Williams gets injured and someone else performs well, does he lose a job? And it doesn't look like he did. It looks like it's back to being his backfield with him being healthy.
I mean, he only had 6 points last week. I think McCoy's still going to hawk a lot of the carries.
You think McCoy's going to be involved still?
Mm-hmm.
I think he will be, too. Darrell Williams out of the picture, though.
I think that at this point, Kansas City has shown that they can perform with their top players, which has opened up opportunities for these backup players to shine, and they have.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Tyreek Hill is going to struggle getting back in and being the number one target. Yes, he has speed, which is super amazing to have as a wide receiver.
Yeah.
But Byron Pringle, Mecole Hardman, even Sammy Watkins, they all can just...
So you don't think Tyreek Hill comes in and is exactly what he was?
No.
Really?
I think that Patrick Mahomes now knows and is confident in his other targets. And I think that Andy Reid is the same way with his running backs.
Yeah.
You've seen Damien Williams can perform. LeSean McCoy's done well. Darrell Williams has done well. And even Darwin Thompson, he hasn't done well, but he's an option.
Yeah, they have a lot. This team has a lot of depth.
They do. Which is great for the future.
Now, Patrick Mahomes, Houston's a good matchup. It worrisome, the ankle injury is a little bit worrisome, especially, you picked him really early. If he ends up missing time, that is a huge downgrade for the Chiefs, everyone on that team.
Exactly.
Now, here's the problem with Chiefs. They lost their, I think it's right tackle, one of their main offensive line pieces. And that's why the pressure on Mahomes is so much. Now, that is why I think Travis Kelce could have a huge game this week, is because, the downfield deep throws to all these wide receivers, there isn't going to be enough time to develop that. And I think he could, end up dumping it off to Travis Kelce a lot. So that's the running back room on Houston. I'm staying away from
I wouldn't start Hyde or
unless I'm Johnson. Devastated by injuries and byes.
Yeah,
but otherwise, I'm steering clear from there.
Who do you have?
I've got Houston.
I think that the Chiefs are still gonna beat them.
I think they go on a little bit of a skid just with the offensive line issues, and Houston's coming off a big game. I think they're hungry, trying to get DeAndre Hopkins going, so I'm taking Houston. Now, next up,
we come to the game of the week, Redskins versus Dolphins.
Can we just skip this one? There's literally nothing to say except for Adrian Peterson's going to get volume.
Yeah, there isn't much to talk about. You can start Terry McLaurin. You can start Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson. Maybe the Redskins defense as a streamer. I have the Redskins in this game. Who do you have?
I have Redskins. What
do you? All right, next game.
Wait. Can we make a bet? Do you think the Dolphins defense scores over or under 1 point fantasy this week?
I say over, just because.
You say over? Okay. Just for the first time this year.
Just because the Redskins are Case Keenum as a quarterback.
Okay, so we're both taking Redskins, but it's not going to be a. It's not going to be a pretty game. They're both looking for their first win, or are they? I don't think either really want the win, or they want Tua Tagovailoa.
Exactly.
But Adrian Peterson, with a new coach, they basically said Adrian Peterson is going to get a lot of touches. This is a defense he can run all over. So I think he could be a really good running back option this week.
Yeah.
Tim McLaurin, I think he could be a great option as a wide receiver. He's going to get off to a hot start, I expect. So, yeah, that's that. Next one, Philadelphia Eagles, Minnesota Vikings.
That will be a good
game. Battle of the 3-2 teams. That's a...
Kirk Cousins has to perform.
Mm-hmm.
If Kirk Cousins is throwing, like, well, they're going to win. Carson Wentz, you can... I wouldn't start him if I could avoid it, but obviously he's probably your QB1, so...
Now, Dalvin Cook, you're starting.
Dalvin Cook, I'm starting.
Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard. It's looking like it's really turning into the Jordan Howard show.
Yeah.
He had the hat trick against Green Bay, went to the Jets, and he, you know, had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
It wasn't huge, but, I mean, he had...
Vikings defense is
62 yards and a touchdown, average 4.8 yards per carry. The thing that worries me is only on the field for 43% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... not a number you like, especially that was tied with Miles Sanders. They were both on the field for 43% of snaps. Jordan Howard, I think he's the one there, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm not excited about starting either, especially in this matchup. Now, the wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, you're going to start him.
I wouldn't if I could avoid it.
Okay.
Thielen, Diggs, I'd start Thielen for sure. Diggs, if you're wondering,
I'm not starting Diggs. I think I have him in league and I'm not starting him. It's just...
yeah, it's a risky play. He's a boomer bust player, but I don't know.
He's a boomer bust player, and it's a good matchup. I think he could really exploit this awful secondary, but I just don't have enough faith in Kirk Cousins at this point to get him the ball.
Yeah.
That's the problem with wide receivers. They have to have someone throw them the ball.
Exactly.
That's why Dalvin Cook is so good. He doesn't need Kirk Cousins to throw it to him. So who are you taking in this one?
Zach Ertz.
Zach Ertz must start.
Yeah, I think that he's not going to have as great a game.
Really?
Because the Vikings are pretty decent against the tight ends. But
you can't
deny Ertz's manpower.
So who do you have in this one?
I think it's hard to predict because I think that if Kirk Cousins can play semi-decently, the Vikings are going to run away with this one. But I think that until Kirk Cousins proves to me that he's a starting quarterback, I'm going to go with Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles too. So next up, this should be a fun game to watch, actually.
Yeah.
Arizona-Atlanta. Both teams, their record is a lot worse than you'd expect.
Yeah.
Arizona Cardinals, their offense, I talked about how painful it's been in the red zone, but they're putting up so many yards. They've got so many weapons. Same with Atlanta. A lot of yards, a lot of weapons. I think Cardinals win this one, but I think, you know, pretty much if you have a piece on any offense, you should start them.
Yeah. It's going to be an offensive shootout. Matt Ryan, Kyler Murray, both are good plays. Freeman, you guys know that I'm not high on Freeman, but I think he could be a viable option.
Against Arizona.
Yes.
Now, David Johnson, if he plays, start him. Chase Edmonds,
I would fire him up if
Johnson's out. Yeah, this is a great matchup for him, and he's looked good.
Yeah, he really has.
He's really looked good. Julio Jones, this could be a huge game for him. Calvin Ridley, boomer bust, but this is a game where, I mean, with a boomer bust player, if there's a matchup where he's going to boom, it's this one.
Sanu is even a decent flex play, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially PPR. Now, Larry Fitzgerald, starting him.
Kirk Cousins.
He's out again.
Is he out?
What was the final word?
He's questionable. It's a
game-time decision. I don't think he'll play. I would be surprised if he plays.
They might hold him out. Like they don't need to rush him back. They're not great.
I would be surprised if he plays, but if he plays, do you have confidence starting him? Because I would if he plays. Yeah. I don't think they're going to play him unless he's close to 100%.
Austin Hooper, I'd start.
Oh, he's going to have such a good game. Hooper has been an incredible tight end. He is the number one tight end in PPR formats, number two in standard, and he has the tastiest matchup possible for tight ends. He could, you know, win your week this week.
Yeah, really.
He could just explode. So really, anyone on this team that's fantasy relevant, I'm starting this.
Yeah. Who do you have?
I have Arizona.
I think that it's the Falcons bounce back game.
I don't. I think the Falcons, their defense is just so horrendous.
I think that
horrendous.
They're going to be able to exploit the Cardinals' struggles against the tight end.
Yeah.
And I think that Julio is going to get open finally. I don't know. I just have confidence.
Watch this one shock us since like 3-9.
Right.
No, but the thing is, Arizona, they're finally using Kyler Murray in the run game.
That
is so exciting to see because not only is that great for fantasy, but that's great for the team. It opens up the field for him throwing. So I think this could be a huge game for the Cardinals. And after this, Patrick Peterson comes back.
Yeah.
I could see them really pushing for this to try to make a run. It's at this point in the season, we have difficult. A lot of thoughts about this team's, they're bad. But right. at this point, it's not too late for these teams. They can still put up runs and make the playoffs. So I think Arizona, they're 1-3-1. I think they win this one, go to 2-3-1, and go for a little bit of a playoff push.
Yeah.
Now the next one,
49ers-Rams.
Should be another good game.
But last year, we would have considered this game just like, oh, yeah, Rams are obviously going to win this one.
49ers, but I think
49ers are pretty darn good.
49ers, they're still undefeated. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I wouldn't start Garoppolo mm-hmm. if I could avoid it, but
with buys, you may have to.
Right. Goff, I wouldn't start him.
Yeah.
The 49ers defense has been really good.
Now, Breida, Coleman, those two, I'm starting both. If I have one of them, I'd start them.
I mean, obviously, Breida's looking really
hopefully
good.
You were able to grab Coleman, you know, maybe off the waivers before he mm-hmm. came back. I know I was in one league. Now, Gurley not looking like he's going to play. So, Malcolm Brown, if you got him, he becomes that must-start. You've been holding on for right. him, waiting for this week. Daryl Henderson, interested in at all. He's, I think, seen the field four times.
No.
Not four times? Is it lower than four?
I would say I'm just not interested in him.
He has not been on the field at all. Okay. Wait, no. I was
you
wrong.
You didn't want to tempt week one.
Yeah. Okay, so he's seen the field once.
No, I wouldn't start.
I'm not interested. Sean McVay said, there may come a time when we have to rely on Daryl Henderson. I don't think now is the time. Yeah. I'd start Malcolm Brown, not Daryl Henderson. Wide receivers.
The ball for wide receivers. Deebo Samuel. And you could throw up a Hail Mary and hope he catches a touchdown. Same way with Marquise Goodwin.
Same way with Pettis. I don't really like 49ers wide receivers.
Cup.
Except Wood, for Kittle.
Right.
Kittle. Must start. He's going to have a huge game.
Cup, Woods, Cooks. You can probably start all three of them.
Start all three of them. Cooper Kupp, he's so underrated, in my opinion. He is the number three wide receiver in PPR league. And it's not just now. He missed last half of last season. But before that, he was on pace to be like the number one wide receiver. He's been so good. He doesn't have the name recognition. He's not in commercials for, you know, Bud Light.
But I feel like he's overshadowed on his team, which makes him so dominant.
Yeah.
You know, you have one of the fastest receivers in the league in Cooks. You have one of the most consistent, reliable receivers in Woods. And you have Gurley and Goff and then Aaron Donald on the defensive side. You just have so many players on that team.
Yeah.
And Kupp is just catching like 20 passes a game and going off for 30 points.
he's incredible. I think he could. He's good. He's a number one. He's a must start. That's what I'm trying to say. He's a must start. He's matchup proof in my opinion at this point because they rely so heavily on him. Gerald Everett, not too excited about any tight ends really. He's been pretty good past 2 weeks. Before then, he really put up nothing. But against San Francisco, he's worth a start. Not expecting a lot. Kind of crossing your fingers for a touchdown like most tight ends.
Who do you have?
I've got San Francisco.
I think that San Francisco is probably going to win.
Especially if Gurley's out.
Gurley's out, mm-hmm. yeah.
So moving on, Tennessee-Denver. This is the game we all wanted to have exist, right?
All right, who do you predict is going to play worse, Mariota or Joe Flacco?
Why is this game? Who is in charge of scheduling some of these games? Who? I don't even know who I think will win. I think Tennessee is going to win just because Denver's defense is not, you know, as good as they've been.
Yeah, not what they used to be.
Tennessee's defense is pretty good.
Yeah, they've been playing
well. Mariota, not excited about starting him, but
I'd start Derrick Henry. I'd probably start Phillip Lindsay. I'd hold back on Royce Freeman.
Yeah.
Corey Davis, you can hope.
No.
I think you can hope for a flex play.
You can if you're destroyed by byes. Exactly. He had that huge game against Atlanta.
I went and
picked him up, plugged him in, and then he got you 4 points.
I'd start Cordarrelle Sutton.
Cordarrelle.
I was thinking of Patterson. Emmanuel Sanders, you probably start him.
Cortland Sutton, he's been great.
Yeah,
he's huge. He is huge, but 6'3". 218 pounds. He's a physical freak, but he is a top 12 wide receiver right now in both standard and PPR.
Mm-hmm.
And you drafted him pretty late. I talked about him. Actually, it was, I think, my first post on the Prophet Instagram page. I talked about Cortland Sutton last year, and now we're finally see him take off. So I'm starting him if I have him. There's going to be, I don't want to say down a lot because it's Tennessee and their offense isn't good, but I don't think they're going to be, you know, up and running it up the gut a lot. So I think Cortland Sutton could have a good game. Emmanuel Sanders, he kind of fell off the face of the earth a couple weeks ago. He had been blowing up each week, and then 19, 28, then 3, 15, 1, just not consistent. I think he's a flex option with buys,
right?
But I'm not You can't bank on it.
Right. I think you can start Delanie Walker this game. Mm-hmm. Tight ends. Who do you have?
I've got Denver in an upset. I don't have much confidence in Tennessee at all.
I think that Tennessee's going to win. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, though.
One name I want to highlight, Noah Fant. I think he's coming in. He got 11 points last week. I think he could come in. He's yet to establish himself. Got 1 point last week, 11 against Jacksonville, 2 weeks ago, week four. But with the injuries, and I think Joe Flacco could fall in love because he's not going to be down the field a lot. Mm-hmm. He's, dumping it off, and that's what Joe Flacco likes. So in PPR leagues, I would look at Noah Fant at least a little bit if you're struggling at tight end, which most of us are.
All right, Dallas Jets.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know why I said the city name and the team name.
Dallas Jets.
Cowboys and then Jets.
Darnold is in, right?
I believe so.
That's
good.
That makes his game a lot better, yeah. Darnold, he's in. Just double checked. I thought he had, but I didn't want to talk like he was and have him. Mm. No, his spleen exploded again. So Dak Prescott, he's been doing well. Number six quarterback overall. He had the down week against New Orleans, then bounced back against Green Bay. Didn't feel like a great week, but he got it done.
Right.
I think you're starting him if you have him.
Yeah, start Prescott. I wouldn't start Darnold yet. Really? I'd wait for him.
You want to see how his spleen holds up?
Elliott, I'd start. Bell, I'd start. Both of them are getting pretty good volume.
Bell, I think, is going to have a huge game.
I think that
we just saw Aaron Jones torch the Cowboys for four touchdowns. I think Bell comes in, finally has a quarterback throwing the ball. I think Bell puts up a huge game. I talked about it on the other podcast. Yeah. This is the time to buy low. Wide receivers. Amari Cooper, you're starting.
Starting. I'd start
Michael
Gallup.
He has been an extremely good wide receiver when he's played. He missed two games and then bounced back with 24 points against Packers, mm-hmm. who they're pretty good secondary.
Yeah.
So Michael Gallup, I'm starting. Other side, Robbie Anderson, Jameson Crowder.
Robbie Anderson, I could see you putting as a flex. Jameson Crowder, not yet. I'd see how he plays with Darnold.
Yeah, I want to see this Jets offense before I start investing. Playing everyone. Because I was very high on the Jets offense coming in, and obviously it hasn't come to fruition, but it's because of the Darnold injury.
How Darnold plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. This will be a very interesting game to watch, just seeing what the Jets look like. Because this is really the first time they have all their pieces with their new coach together. So, and it's a pretty good matchup.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to watch. Who do you have in this one?
I think the Cowboys are going to win this one, but I'm not discrediting the Jets. They just have to get Darnold working with the chemistry, Jameson Crowder and Robbie Anderson the ball, and keep feeding Le'Veon Bell. But I still think that the Cowboys are going to pull this one out.
I think the Jets upset them.
It's very possible.
It's very possible, and I think the Cowboys, they've looked great against really bad teams. I don't think the Jets are really bad. They've just been in really bad circumstances.
Yeah.
So I think Darnold comes out, and, I think with Le'Veon Bell, all these weapons, I think the Jets pull it off. They're looking for their first win. Now, right. Next game, Pittsburgh.
Steelers, Chargers.
Devlin Hodges, excited about him?
No.
Okay.
I am excited about the Chargers defense.
Yeah. James Conner, excited about him? No.
Maybe.
Well, Jalen Samuels out, but Benny Snell, he's someone to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I would actually give him an ad in deep leagues.
Yeah, we're from Kentucky, so we know the name since he played at UK, but most people, he's more of a stash, but, if James Conner goes out now, suddenly he's the number one, and right. James Conner, we all know, is not the most durable back, so he's someone worth an ad. Juju Smith-Schuster, this is, Hodges could come in and somehow give a spark to Juju if that becomes, but I'm not starting him this week.
No.
I don't have enough confidence. Chargers, not an awful defense at all. Now, the other side of things, Phillip Rivers, not too excited about it. Austin Eckler, not too excited about it. Melvin Gordon, pretty excited.
I am equally excited about Eckler and Gordon because I think they can get like the same amount of touches and pretty much the same amount of points.
So you don't think Gordon's going
to... I'd say they both get like 13 to 15 points.
Yeah. See, I'm waiting. I'm not sure when they're going to... play Gordon fully
rely on Gordon.
Because I know it's going to happen,
but right?
We just don't know. So I think if you have both, if you have one or the other, you start them.
I think
we're talking
too much about Gordon and Eckler and not enough about Keenan Allen, because Allen has been atrocious for some reason these last few games. But I think this is going to be the biggest game of the week.
Okay, yeah, he got off to a really hot start, 43 points against Houston. Now, but Pittsburgh, not a matchup I love. And then Tennessee, Chicago, Green Bay. He has some hard matchups. He really
does. Last season, he got 14 against Pittsburgh secondary, mm-hmm. which hasn't changed. Other than adding like Minka Fitzpatrick, but he's not even good. Like,
yeah,
he's all right, but like not great. He had 14 catches, 148 yards, and a touchdown. And Phillip Rivers is looking to prove that he's a starting quarterback that's good, and he's even trying to add to his Hall of Fame resume.
Well, here's my problem with it. So I think Phillip Rivers, I think he's a pretty good quarterback. I think he's underrated by a lot of people. I think Keenan Allen really underrated. I think he's a great wide receiver. And I think he could have a huge game if the Steelers weren't so bad.
Right.
You see, I don't think they're going to have to be throwing to Keenan all day when they're up 21.
I think that they're going to feed him.
I hope they do, but I'm starting him if I have him. I think he's a must start at this point, even with a couple bad weeks.
Right.
But I don't know. It's hard to predict him because he can explode or explode your team.
Yeah, really.
So who do you have in this one?
I'm going to rock with the Chargers just because Steelers have a backup quarterback game.
Yeah, that's, you know that when they were scheduling this for Sunday night, they were thinking, ooh, Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown.
Who and, Bell?
And now it's suddenly Devlin Hodges and Benny Snell. So I'm not, yeah, it's, so moving on, Monday night, last game of the week, Detroit Lions versus Green Bay Packers. Detroit, they look good.
They look much better, and I don't know, I'm expecting it to be actually a pretty tight game. I don't expect it to be super high scoring.
Yeah.
I'm definitely under 30 points for, okay, combined.
20 to 17.
Combined, I think it's probably going to go 30 points or
okay.
so.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. Rodgers, he has not...
No.
He hasn't showed up yet. Now, he could, but I'm not too excited. He just, not the way the offense is going.
Neither of the quarterbacks are great options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Rodgers, you probably drafted him high because you were stupid. If you have drafted him in the fourth round.
Never draft a quarterback super early. Even Patrick Mahomes.
No.
You could have gotten Dalvin Cook instead.
Right.
No, but yeah, not too excited, but if you have him, you got to start him now. Running backs. I'm very excited about Kerryon Johnson this week.
I think that he could do well. Packers haven't been great against the run.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Aaron Jones is going to have another great week. Remember, he got 4 touchdowns. He got like 49 points or something insane. It was a pretty historic game, but I think that he's going to keep it, but he's not going to put up 50 points again.
He only had 19 rush attempts, which isn't...
What are the Packers doing? What are the Packers doing? Why won't they run Aaron Jones more?
Yeah, we finally saw, so Jamal Williams goes out, they give Aaron Jones the ball, gets 4 touchdowns, puts up a historic game. Now, I bet when Jamal Williams comes back, they suddenly
give
limit
it back to him. And Jamal Williams is going to average like 2 yards a carry, and Jones is going to get like 18 carries.
Here's my theory. Aaron Jones just is not a very cool person, like in real life, and just coaches don't really like him.
I guess not.
Like, you know, they invite him to the board game night, and he takes a piece that everyone else wants. He's just kind of annoying in real life. There's got to be some reason behind the scenes that no coach gives him the ball, because he is so good. Now, wide receivers, Kenny Galladay.
I would start Galladay. I wouldn't necessarily start Marvin Jones if I could avoid
it. I think you can if you're devastated by bye weeks.
Right.
Geronimo Allison, Valdez Scantling, Davante Adams, it was just announced about 3 minutes ago on the show, he's out this week.
Yeah, he's not playing. I think that opens up a lot for MVS. I still wouldn't start them if I could avoid it, just because one of them is going to be guarded by Darius Slay, first of all. And we don't really know which one. It's probably going to be MVS, but that could open up Allison, but then Allison's such a boomer bust play.
And Rodgers, he has not been the Rodgers we're used to.
No.
And this Lions defense, they shut down the Chiefs a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They should have won that if they hadn't done that fumble at the
end.
That was sad. That was the most Lions thing ever. So I'm not too excited about any of them. Now, Jimmy Graham, I'm more excited about
Graham could be a good dump-off option.
I in one of my leagues, I was excited about Herndon and dropped Graham because I didn't have much space to add Herndon. And then it was announced that Herndon is injured, and then Graham was already picked up.
So sad.
So no, I'm rolling with Noah Fant.
You can get away with starting Graham or even Hawkinson if he plays. He had a concussion, but he was
practicing. So I'm not. It's going to be a good game, I think, in real life, but not too excited fantasy wise, except for the running backs. Some pretty good secondaries.
So I have the Packers this game.
You do?
Yeah.
I think the Packers take it. They always play well against the Lions.
Yeah.
Except for last year when Mason Crosby missed 5 field goals.
Yeah, that was sad. I had him starting in one of my leagues when that happened. He got like negative 6 points or something.
That was weird. I forgot that happened. Game. Anyway, that was the last matchup. So, yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the end.
We should be back next week, right?
Yeah, I think it was rare that we missed last week. Just I was out of town, but we should be back. Yeah, I think this is every week. So make sure you follow on Instagram and Spotify and Apple Podcast, wherever you listen to your podcasts. I don't know, but we're on most of them. So make sure you follow, and thanks for listening. Have a good week 6. Hope your players don't get injured.